Audacity.
The Premier of Nevis remains angry over what he considers an unfair share of the Federation's CBI funds. He explains why. I am Ken Richards with today's edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. How much money Nevis gets from the federal purse has been and continues to be a vexing issue for Charlestown. The Premier of Nevis, Mark Brantley, is insisting Nevis is not receiving its fair share of the pie based on the revenue the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis gets from the country's Citizenship by Investment program. At a press conference on Wednesday, Prime Minister Timothy Harris expressed disappointment that such matters, which should be discussed by the federal government, are instead being ventilated in the public forum. The Prime Minister of the Federation also told supporters of his People's Labour Party and reporters at the press conference that Premier Brantley had sent him a letter making a case for increased funds for Nevis after the country's budget had already been dealt with.
The Premier made a request to increase the budgetary support from $45 million to $66 million. And that request came after we had closed our budget. And I am not indifferent to his request. I am not. But I said we need to have a discussion to put it in a long term, a more sustainable basis, so that we could be effective in planning, because we do not know for certainty how the life and the turnout of the program will be from year to year. And that is why these conversations ought properly to be held together in the office with our technical teams and support staff and with other people. And then we come to the country and we say, this is what we have agreed. And I would say the experience with Premier Emery had never been that way. He would have always come, he would speak with me, he would bring his letter, we have a discussion, etc., etc. And I want the best for our people on the island of St. Kitts, and I want the best for the people, my people on the island of Nevis. I want us to work calmly and sensibly and responsibly as a team unity administration. And let us work internally those things that ought properly to be worked internally, because these matters are complex.
However, speaking on his radio program On the Mark, the Premier made reference to the Charlestown Accord that the three political parties making up the Team Unity Coalition led by Dr. Harris had agreed to and signed the accord. Brantley insisted that based on that accord, Nevis has not been getting its fair share from the CBI funds collected by the federal government.
And what did that document say in relation to CBI? It said that the CBI money would be shared on a pro rata population basis. Now, those may sound like big words, but let me break it down. It will be shared based on the population of both islands. Now, from the last census that we would have done 10 years ago, it is clear that the island of St. Kitts has roughly 70%, let's use round numbers, of the population, and that the island of Nevis has 30% of the population. It therefore means, simply put, that if the net proceeds of CBI was $100, then St. Kitts would get $70, Nevis would get $30. Very easy, very simple. That was the agreement. We got into government in 2015, and the people of Nevis would have been persuaded, as the people of the Federation, that this unity construct would usher in a new paradigm. Since the time when we got into government in 2015 at the federal level, Nevis has received some proceeds from the Citizenship by Investment program. That is not the issue. The issue is, has been and continues to be, is Nevis receiving its fair share? And I'm not understanding what is so difficult about that to comprehend. If the agreement was that Nevis would get a pro rata share, and if we agree that that is 30%, then what is the difficulty of whoever sits in the chair of the Prime Minister saying this was the agreement and to honor that agreement. Instead of that, NIVA started to get $2 million a month. Then it increased to $3.75 million a month. And yes, many have made the argument that that is more than zero that we got before, and that is a valid argument. But that does not answer the question of whether it is fair. And we promised fairness. We promised fairness. So we keep getting this argument being advanced by some. That Nevis got this slice of the pie. They love to count up how much money Nevis get. They love to say Nevis get 45 million plus we pay double salary plus we do this plus we do that. It sounds really good.
Premier Brantley says Nevis cannot be satisfied that it is receiving its fair share if it does not know how big the pie is in the first instance.
Because telling Nevis how much money Nevis has got does not tell us how big the pie is. It does not tell us how much money has come in. Because only when we know what the global figure is can we say, yes, this is fair or unfair. And I know that the global figure has not entered the conversation, because when that happens, we start to realize that it is far from fair.
Reports indicate that following the carnival holidays, cases of COVID-19 in neighboring Martinique continue to rise, with 11,391 new infections between March 7 and 13. St. Lucia Times quotes the regional health agency as informing that, quote, from March 7 to 13, 2022, the circulation of SARS-CoV-2 intensifies on the territory following the carnival holidays. The age group with the highest incident rate is still that of young people and young adults aged 15 to 44 years, the health agency said. It says, however, that despite the surge, hospitalizations remain stable. The over 11,000 new cases for the past week compared to 7,334 over the previous 7 days. And to date, the French Caribbean island has recorded 135,881 cases since the COVID-19 epidemic started, while the number of deaths has risen to 905. The regional health agency says 144,766 people are fully vaccinated. Dominican-born Reginald Amo, now a senator in the Trinidad and Tobago Parliament, was sworn in on Wednesday as the Attorney General and Minister of Legal Affairs. Amo, a well-recognized attorney in Trinidad and Tobago and the region, had the high school part of his education at the St. Mary's Academy in Roseau. Amo is an experienced lawyer based in Trinidad and was appointed senior counsel in 2003 by the President of Trinidad and Tobago. He is a past president of the Law Association in Trinidad and Tobago and had chaired the Council of Legal Education, the regional legal body under whose auspices exist the three Caribbean law schools in Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, and Barbados. Reginald Amo served as Acting Justice of Appeal in the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court and Acting High Court Judge of the Supreme Court of Trinidad and Tobago, and is a former member of the Law Reform Commission and the Legal Aid Authority. He was appointed Attorney General in Port of Spain in a major cabinet reshuffle on Wednesday by Prime Minister Keith Rowley. Rowley's changes have not found favor with the opposition, as TTT News reports.
Opposition leader Kamla Prasad Bisesa said Wednesday's cabinet reshuffle did not come as a surprise, as she believed it was merely a distraction. In a media release on Wednesday, Mrs. Prasad Bisesa said the reshuffle is yet another attempt by Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley to distract citizens from things that have derailed the government. Prasad Bisesa said Prime Minister Rowley and his entire cabinet should step down over their corruption, failures and inability to govern. The opposition leader said Dr. Rowley's latest crumbled cabinet reshuffle is simply a symbol of an embattled Prime Minister.
A video of Queen's Counsel Hugh Small burning his and two other judicial wigs has sent shockwaves across social media and the legal community, as some believe the move was uncalled for. Here's CVM News.
The Jamaica Republic debate has once again resurfaced as Queen's Counsel Hugh Small, in a viral video, burned three judicial wigs believed to be symbolic of discarding colonial ties. In the video, Small said Jamaica has the ability to stand on its own and should therefore retire from the Privy Council. He said he was burning the wigs to show just that. Retired QC Lord Anthony Gifford agrees with Small's symbolic gesture, noting he has the right to act as grand as he pleases to communicate such an important message. Jamaica must remove the Queen as head of state.
We are now entering a period of debate about abolishing the monarchy. And he's making the point that it is absurd for a Jamaican senior lawyer to be Queen's counsel, to be the advisor to some elderly lady up in England. So if he wants to make that point by burning his wig, good luck to him. I totally support.
However, Queen's Counsel Valerie Nita Robertson has a different opinion. She says it's important to remember the past, regardless of how far the country has come.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Friday, 18th March. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.